Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you to our second season of Backstage with the New World Symphony. Each week at this time, we take you backstage to meet one of the extremely talented young musicians in the New World Symphony, America's Orchestral Academy, founded right here in Miami by conductor Michael Tilson Thomas some 23 years ago. There's a great full season ahead, including the January gala opening of New World Symphony's new campus, designed by Frank Gehry. Today we meet Catherine Miller from Savannah, Georgia. She also goes by Cat, and she's going into her fourth year as a violinist with a symphony. This summer she had a chance to work and tour for 11 weeks as a member of another professional symphonic orchestra performing Star Wars in Concert.
It was an amazing, amazing experience. I had no idea that I would, you know, ever experience something on such a large scale. We were seriously rock stars for 11 weeks. We just played in gigantic arenas with this whole setup with the really huge HD screen and microphones and lights and lasers and Anthony Daniels narrating. It was a really, really neat experience. And we traveled basically the whole country, Canada and Mexico. We drove from Florida all the way to California. I got to see, you know, the deserts and areas of the country I never thought that I would see, much less in such a short period of time. And we basically drove from the west to the east. The Canadian Rockies were just absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. I have a special place in my heart for Star Wars geeks because my family, we are Star Trek and Star Wars lovers. So my aunt, my uncle, my cousins were all like just amazed that I spent the summer in Star Wars. We played for huge audiences and arenas from 2,000 to 20,000 people. You know, it was really neat. Little kids that had never seen a violin before. It was a really cool way of bringing classical music to a lot of people who maybe wouldn't otherwise be exposed to it.
Great music is great music as far as Kat is concerned, and she has no qualms about placing great film scores into the realm of classical music.
I think that John Williams is an amazing composer, and I think he has so many wonderful, innovative ideas. And, you know, the way he presents his music that people just absolutely love, I think it's an amazing way to present classical music to such a large group of people.
Kat's really looking forward to her fourth year with the New World Symphony, and without hesitation, share what she feels will be a couple of highlights of her year.
We're playing Beethoven 7 with MTT this year. Playing Beethoven 7 with Kurt Masur at Tanglewood was kind of my defining moment of when I decided I want to be an orchestral musician. And we're playing Beethoven 7 with MTT this year, our opening night concert. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. That piece just has a special place in my heart. It's so sparkly and energetic and fun to play. And also Mahler 6. Working on Mahler with MTT is always incredible. He's has so many incredible ideas and such an amazing understanding of these works. Everybody, myself, we're just so lucky to be able to learn so much from him.
That was fourth-year violin fellow Catherine Miller. We're going to continue with Kat again next week as she talks about a very special project she's involved with in her hometown of Savannah, Georgia, more on Michael Tilson Thomas's interpretation of music and what she thinks of the brand new campus. That's next week on Backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.